What's Burning. Nah, that's not my shit. Next up, we got so much to talk about. Let's get it. So listen, yo, it's Blunts and Battle Rap, B&B, yours truly. We back at it again, man. I just been gone for a little minute, respectfully, but I'm going through some real shit. But anyway, enough about that. That's not what this is about. Let's get this. What I've been going. Man, I just peeped Ultimate Madness for a tournament. We've just got the first round and the second round. I've been slacking. Like I said, we're gonna get into it. Well, there's no time for predictions, unfortunately, because you know the battles have already happened now. So really no. But I guess I can go over who I thought I had winning for real. Honestly, I thought, let's see, Kid Slayford versus DG Piranha. I thought DG would get that battle, but Kid Slay ended up advancing. MVP versus Truth Watson. I had Truth Watson, honestly, but that was the worst Truth Watson I've seen. And it, yeah, that wasn't 25K Truth. That wasn't 25K rounds for Truth Watson. MVP ended up advancing. So shout out to MVP. Stumbles versus Bows the Bambino. Another disappointment. That was probably my biggest disappointment because I actually think Stumbles is nice. Like, bro, I actually think Stumbles is nice. And it makes me mad that he finally gets the opportunity to showcase talent. And he did do it. He had, like, Vada Fly said his recap. He said in his recap of the face-off that Stumbles got everything that it takes to be a battle rapper except the bars. I was like, damn, like, why he had to say that part? Because Stumbles is nice. It's like, he just didn't showcase that. He didn't showcase that. Like, I don't know what he was talking about either. I'm like, and I usually could follow where Stumbles be going with certain shit. But this for 25, like, Stumbles, this, I thought Stumbles would have, like, I felt like maybe he was confident enough. Maybe he had reinvented himself a little bit. And maybe he'd be ready for this tournament, you know, to show that they didn't stop playing with his name. But nah, it's back to the drawing board. If Stumbles still want to do this for real, I would want to see another Stumbles battle, but not like that though. That was pretty bad. That was pretty nasty. That was that Stumble. Like, you've had way better battles. Like, bro, remember beat? Like, bro, or you know, let me show you a Hall of Fame. I still remember you beating B Trills, and that nigga, he was alright. But like I said, that was we go hard fights. Still, like I said, I'm a fan of We Go Hard. Like I said, everybody likes URL. You know, it's the main, you know, it's the biggest platform, but it's not the only. I'm a fan of We Go Hard too. And like I said, that's where I found some of my favorites, like Steamsley, Chess. I used to be a fan of Nico the Don, but he ain't been active in God knows how. Piffy P, he's supposed to be. I think Piffy P's free. So hopefully we're supposed to be seeing Piffy Pre. I'm hoping to see Piffy pop off P back in the ring for real. He do name flips, but like I said, he's very entertaining, bro. But I'm glad he's free. I'm glad Piffy's free. That's dope. But that's where I met some of my personal favorites. Like, who else? Like I said, Money, King Money, yeah. I did like Styles for a little while, you know, until he, you know, yeah, I like Styles, and then there was, there's Stumbles. Oh, Jerry West. Yeah, like I said, Mr. Wavy at one point. Like I said, a lot of people that I enjoy that came to URL, I first started watching them for We Go Hard. So seeing Stumbles come from We Go Hard and then seeing his battle against Rax, I had high hopes for Stumbles. When I saw him against B Trills, I saw some of what he did with Prez Mafia. I wasn't really feeling his full material for that. Him against Theory Truth, that was a good one. You had to pay attention. That was for writers. That battle was for writers. For real. That was a good one. But like I said, yeah, Stumbles just didn't show that for real, and I was disappointed. But nonetheless, like I said, Bowles advanced. Then we get to like Piranha versus Casino. Yo, I'm a new fan of Piranha, man. I'm a new fan of Piranha after that battle. I went to go see some more of his footage after seeing what he did with Casino. I was like, yo. And the fact that, and I felt like I said, he like, yeah, I see why they had the Calico comparisons. I see why. That real talk, like I said, at the end of the day, that real talk was one of the most powerful things I've seen in battle rap. And always, honestly, it always will be one of the most powerful shit in battle rap. Because, for one, it has that essence of, you know, real. Like, yeah, it's like this, like, that's it, one of the, some of the best shit is, some of the best shit that we hear is real life. Like, it's real shit. When these niggas, like, some of these niggas actually be spitting their pain. And then as fans, now some fans, they can't relate, but some of us, we can relate to some of their struggles. We may have not been on them same corners, but like, a lot of them niggas that rap, like Calico, I felt a lot of the shit he was saying. Even if I didn't personally do this shit, I knew people. I was raised around it. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit like it. Like, it's a whole, a lot of shit that he was saying that you can feel. And then not to mention the conviction. That's one thing. And then the Calico, he was one reason why I was a fan of Calico. Because Calico, he wasn't one of them niggas that was like, he would tell you if he lost. If he felt like, you know, he lost, he lost. If he'd tell you, like, the battle was debatable. Like, he would tell you if he clearly won a battle. Like, he wasn't one of the ones that was just, like, I won every battle. Like, no, he wasn't one of them people. Like, Calico kept it real, and every time that he did an interview or anything, at least as far as when I remember being in high school watching him, yeah. So, Piranha, I see Piranha's the same way. I've been watching Piranha's live and everything. Also, yeah, prayers go out to Piranha, man, because he got snuffed out of the second round, because he was supposed to battle real name Brandon Saturday. And that, I honestly could not pick a winner for that one. I wanted to see how that was going to go down. But unfortunately, some shit happened. So we sending positive energy and prayers out to Piranha, man. I want to see, hopefully all this shit gets settled and then he can come back to the ring. And, you know, yeah, man, trying to see him battle whoever. A name or no name, it don't mean a difference. His whole, like, bruh, I'm trying to tell you, it's like, heavy talk. I figure he deal with heavyweights and heavyweight. I know some niggas out the street, they'll tell me where he stay, where he live, where he lay. You know, it take time to set up a heavy play. This a Mac 11, not Ocean's 11. But I plot on Casino every day. Nick, fuck this nigga. I don't fuck with, yo, I'm trying to tell you that. Like, yo, that whole built, that whole shit. Like, yo, when Piranha spit, bruh, I'm trying to tell you. I wouldn't want to be in front of that. No cap. That's why I couldn't be a battle rapper. Because there's certain shit, like, especially niggas that you, like, there's niggas that you like, all right, we rapping. And then you got niggas that, oh, shit, this nigga. Like, but at the same time, Piranha even said it, like, you know, I hate this bitch more than Verb. Like, yo, I'm trying to, Piranha, like, when he, like, that conviction, my nigga, like, it's that Geechee. Like, I would not want him to stand in front of them niggas, for real. Not because I'm scared, but just because it's, you can feel the energy, like, yo, this nigga, all right. Because it's like, yo, because it, you know, knowing how, I don't know. Like, there's Piranha's energy, and then there's, like, Easy. I would battle Easy. Piranha? Nah, because it's a different type of energy with Piranha, bro. It's fire, though. Piranha, I want to see him win another battle, bro. Prayers go out to him and everything he got going on, man. The shit that, you know, niggas hoes, for real. That's sad. It's sad what he going through, for real. Prayers go out to him, positive energy. Anybody that know him, just prayers, everything. I hope to see him back in the ring. But real name Brandon had to automatically advance to the semifinals. And he's back. Oh, we're going to get to that, though. Because, like I said, then, of course, we got, next beat Elijah Straight. But it wasn't like, Like, I honestly feel like Elijah Strait should have got the battle. It was a close battle, though. But nonetheless, like I said, like Elijah Strait, I definitely want to see him back again. I definitely want to see him for more plates. DG Piranha, more plates. Like I said, and then we get to the second round. man. Like I said, Piranha unfortunately didn't get the battle real name Brandon. Oh, my bad. Let me leave some battles out. Shit happens. Yo, this nigga shit happens. I'm trying to see. He's probably one of my, out of the new class, he's probably one of my favorites next to Piranha and DG to Piranha. Like, and Kid Slade now too, because I haven't seen a bad Kid Slade battle since I started watching. I went and go see his battle with Uncle Flip. Uncle Flip is nice. Another nice. That's a nice. Yeah, that's a nice. No cap. Then you got. I saw him versus Prez Mafia. I'm always looking to see a Prez Mafia battle. This dude shit happened from Maryland. He fired. Different type of energy. He's a trendsetter. He's dope. Trophies. And then of course Truffaut being from Chicago. I had not really got to really peep Truffaut's battles for real. And he's had some good competition. He's battled Oops. I haven't got to see none of his battles for real, so when I got to see him against J2, that was the first time I really got to actually sit down and watch a battle of his.
For real.
And it was cool. But then I saw him against Shit Happens, way better than what he did with J2. But at the same time, he's from Chicago, so I'm automatically biased for him. But at the same time, outside of Chicago bias, True is, yeah, he's fire. That dude is dead. I'm getting to that. He beat J2, which there was no shame to that, because J2, like I said, I want to see J2 again too. I still had high hopes for J2 to go far, but the fact that they put Truffaut as his first opponent, it was hard to figure out who was gonna win, because it was like I want to see J2 go far, but at the same time I got that Chicago bias. But then Truffaut went up against Shit Happens. Their face off is arguably one of the best face-offs of 2021. Hands down, it's definitely an honorable mention. That face-off had me so entertained, yo. Truffaut, like, his energy, man, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Truffaut is, I heard people in the comments saying Truffaut is exactly what he has the energy that battle rap needs. I absolutely agree. And then Shit Happens matched it. It was fire. It was fire. They constantly kept trying to get in each other's space. Like, what you doing? What's up? Like, yo, it was, oh my God. Yes. The battle though, it wasn't as good as like I said, these face-offs. That's the thing about face-offs. It sucks when you put so much into the face-off, and then when you get to the battle sometimes becomes lackluster. It's an unfortunate situation. That's why some people just draw back from that. Some people don't even fuck with the face-offs. They try. Jay Black be trying. Jay Black try his heart, because like I said, he has a job to do. He has to instigate. He has to try to get. He has to, you know, set. He gotta get people to check temperatures. You know, that's what Jay Black do. But it's like, but some battlers, when they know that this is a fire battle, and they got, you know, and they really want this to be a good one that people are gonna constantly rewatch, some people kind of just save the energy. So unfortunately, this actually worked to their detriment. They had such a fire face off, but the battle was, it was good, but it could have been better. Like Shit Happens, I really wanted to see more energy from him. Like I really wanted to, like Truffaut really just set the tone, and it, like with the anime bars, man, he out the gate came with a Naruto and Jiraiya. I'm like damn Truffaut, you really. And then he had a Tokyo Ghoul line. He just kept going, bro. He just would not keep, did not take his foot off the gas with the anime lines. I'm like, yo, I'm sitting here like, bro, you really don't have to cater to that, to one of my demographics, but I appreciate it though. Like, I still, like, I fuck with the rest of your shit too, but it was just so nice to hear it though. I mean, not nonetheless, I liked it. But I liked a lot of shit he was saying though. Like, Truffaut, I wasn't mad that the judges gave it to Truffaut. But I, at the same time, I wanted shit happens to go far in this tournament. But unfortunately, like I said, got in front of Truffaut. And, well, like I said, the judges made their call. But like I said, I want to see shit happens come back. He's one of my favorites from the new class. He's one of my favorites. You know, like I said, what he did with Murder was awesome. He overkilled Bars Major when I went to go see his footage with that. He overkilled him. I saw him against Zeus the God. Zeus the God was somebody. He, you know, Cakes. I enjoyed some of his battles. He had some good ones, but then there's certain battles I'm like, eh. It is what it is, like I said. But then we get to so shit happens, unfortunately, didn't get to Vance. Next beat Bose the Bambino. I'm actually happy about that. Very happy. I'm sorry, no. It's just my call me a hater. I'm good with that. For this sake, I'm good with that. I don't know, I'm not a fan. Like, he's probably the one person I'm not a fan of. But let's keep it moving. So I'm glad Next advanced. It was funny because he was talking about how Next and, you know, real name Brandon was trying to, like, you know, like, real name Brandon, you know, he just saw that he was in his feelings about it. So that's why real name Brandon kind of like, you know, I'm going to see you, bro. You know, basically saying that it's going to be him and Next in the next round, basically. You know, basically just, you know, throwing salt at Bose, you know. Because he already saw Bose already talking about how niggas ain't giving him respect or anything. Like, everybody clearly had Next beating Bose. And things happened the way it did. And we saw the battle. Bose definitely had some shit. But you can tell Bose was a little shooken by, you know, like, he was motivated. But at the same time, you know how you frustrated because you, like, it's like wrestling when you know you feel like you got somebody, when you had a good haymaker, okay, in wrestling, like, say if Randy Orton hits you RKO and he goes for the pin, 1-2, then there's that kick out and you're just like, ah, and then it just throws you off your game, and then eventually you get frustrated and you just start just, the next thing you know, the tables turn, and next thing you know, Randy Orton is on the receiving end of somebody else's finisher, and he's getting pinned for the 3 count, and he loses. That's kind of what happened with Bose. I feel like Bose, towards the second, he stumbled, and I heard it. I was like, whew. And overall, yeah, it was just Next's rounds. I enjoyed all 3 rounds from Next. He didn't take his foot off the gas. I feel like maybe his lightest round might have been the second, just a tad bit. If we were to be critiquing wise, but overall, overall Next deserved to be to advance, and he was even stamped by DNA. So, hey, it is like DNA even vouched for it. Like, you know, definitely give the man his respect. He definitely deserved his chance, his shot, you know, respectfully. So, then of course, so yeah, it's got Next, real name Brandon, in 2 weeks. And then Midwest, Truffaut, because MVP surprisingly beat Kid Slay. I was not expecting that. I was not expecting to beat Kid Slay. But I think Kid Slay was just not built for this type. I don't know. I think Kid Slay is more of a person, you know, he's better with more time. Like, I felt like he had, you know, he did his thing with DG, but I felt like he kind of took, like, just slightly took his foot off the gas with MVP. Like, he didn't match energy. Like, MVP was gunning to kill him, and he didn't have that same energy to kill him back. Like, I don't know. But like I said, I can't wait to see Kid Slay come back, though. Like I said, he's also one of my personal favorites from this new class. Like, I didn't think I'd be a fan. By from seeing him flip the card for DG to Piranha. But like I said, you can't judge a book by its cover. And I went to go see both their battles, and I was like, oh, this is going to be actually a good one. Dear damn. Both of them is fire. And then we got, so it's Truffaut versus MVP, and Next versus Real Name Brandon. That's fire. If I had to put early predictions for this, I want to go with Real Name Brandon, but Next, like I said, Real Name, for if Real Name Brandon is going to advance, if Real Name Brandon is going to have, if he's going to advance, he's going to have to make that second round he had against Swervo. He's got to make that for all three rounds. Although, don't get me wrong, that third round was not light, though. It was nice. But I feel like he kind of knew, yeah, just like Gaddy said, he felt like he knew he had to win. But, yeah, if he got to have, I'm not talking, but he has to have that energy from that second round. Like, right when he was, like, right when he switched it up, like, he was like, I'm going to get with bruh. I'm with the fisticuffs. Nigga, my hands was registered before my pistol was. It's lit for bruh. I give him everything he deserves. I pull up, skirt. Like, thanks, sweetie. That's my daughter. If Real Brain, like, right when he was like, I pull up, skirt. And everybody got, like, he was starting to go off. Like, his energy completely changed right when he was going into that. And I'm just like, if he has that all three rounds for Next in 2 weeks, he could go to the finals. But, of course, the fan vote and everybody else, everybody's going to vote for Next. They're going to vote for Next to go to advance to the finals. They're going to vote for it. But I honestly want to pull for Real Name Brandon, because I honestly was one of those people that thought Real Name Brandon should have been put on. Like, he had been. Every time they put Real Name Brandon in front of somebody, he cooks. He's fire. So, but like I said, we're going to see what's up, though. I'm pulling for Real Name Brandon. But I feel like the general consensus is Next is going to advance to the finals for Summer Madness. And then we got Midwest versus Midwest. Truffaut from Chicago. Hey. I'm Chicago biased, so automatically I have Truffaut beating MVP. But I'm not saying MVP can't beat him, though. I'm not going to say that. After what I saw what he did with Kid Slay, I'm not going to count him out no more. But it's going to be kind of hard. I guarantee you, Truffaut, that energy that Truffaut had, if MVP going to win, he got to prove me. He got to prove me wrong. Prove me you're going to beat Truffaut. But I'm Chicago biased, and I've seen what Truffaut can do. And I got Truffaut going to the finals against Real Name Brandon. I know I'm almost done. I just got a little more of this block to put out. So that's what I got from the finals. If I had to pick my predictions, if I had to pick my predictions for the finals, it would be Real Name Brandon versus Truffaut. But we'll see what's up. Mother of my kids, everybody. And then the final thing I want to
sit on your feet. Move.
Yeah. So yeah. Final.
He's not on the way. Look, he's smelling my pants. He's got my leg.
I'm almost finished. I promise.
Sorry, he's got my leg.
Look,
he's got me.
I have a wonderful family. So, final thoughts. Also, I just peeped just a few moments ago. I just watched the trailer for Summer Madness 11. Oh, man. So, let's just get into it right quick. So, we got the main event. It's Legend versus Legend. Smack DVD era versus Smack DVD era. I was in high school around this time. A little knucklehead. Murder Mook from Harlem versus Reed Dollars from Philly. This is a good one. I'm surprised this hasn't happened, but let's just get into it. Predictions. I gotta go with Mook. I got to. I'm saying that Reed can't win, but I just feel like I know how Mook raps is like, and like I said, this is his era though. Like, it's one thing to have Mook go against one of these newer cats. But this is somebody from his era, so automatically this is gonna be a goodie. So I got Mook though. I just feel like Mook is just gonna have the stronger rounds. But we're gonna see. This ain't gonna, like I said, this is a good one though. Next battle, my personal favorite. The wave has returned. The ocean... Yeah, no, shut up. Let me shut up. The ocean's rise. No, I'm just playing. The wave has returned. My boys, my favorite... One of my favorite battle rappers. We all know who that is. Surf. He's returned to battle rap for Summer Madness. And he's taking John John on. Despite popular opinion, I'm going with Surf 2-1.
What? You said you were singing.
John John can definitely win this battle if Surf does not want... If Surf does not take... I feel like Surf cannot play with him. I really hope that Surf doesn't play with him. And I believe he won't. That's why I got Surf 2-1. If Surf comes like... If Surf is prepared like he's supposed to be, Surf 2-1. So many reasons why. I can't say them all. Nah, I'm just playing. That's such a biased thing to say. This is how you know I'm a big Wave fan. But I'm not... But at the same time, I'm not one of those fans that's like... That's just gonna be like, oh... Like, I'm not... If John John wins the battle, I'll definitely get back right back on this podcast and say, yo, he smoked Surf, bro. Like, rest in peace. He killed my homie, bro. He killed the big homie. Like, I gotta go listen to his music right now just to recover. Because he killed my boy bad. I will get back on this podcast and say that if he loses. But I don't think John John's gonna beat him. I got Surf 2-1. The next battle, we got Holla da Don versus K-Shine. Harlem versus Queens. This battle was actually, I remember K-Shine kind of like hinting that he wanted this battle when he faced John John, actually. When he was like, I got a call for you. He's like, what's up? I got you the dinner down on. He's like, the dinner down on? When Harlem come back? He's like, no, there's another dinner down on. No, another dinner down on. And then, yeah, then he saw John John. And then he smoked John John, of course. Yeah, that was a whole other battle. But now he has Hollow. The K-Shine now versus Hollow now is... I can't call that one. I can't call it. K-Shine, you don't know how dangerous K-Shine has become over the years. Like, K-Shine don't just bark no more. He's not just performance and that cool flivvery like, huh? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa, something like that. Yeah, K-Shine is, but excuse me, my fault. I am kind of disappointed. Lotta Fly just dropped the recap just now. He's getting ready. I already seen in the thumbnail exactly. Those actually were my thoughts, honestly, but I'm gonna get into that. Let me just get to the predictions. Anyway, who I got winning this? No winner. I have no. It's debatable. It's a strong debatable. It's a debatable classic. Holla da Don versus K-Shine. This K-Shine. K-Shine could possibly get it 2-1. Because he can outperform Hollow. No, wait a minute. Nope, I spoke too soon. Debatable's classic. Next battle. This one I want. Besides Surf and John John, this the one I want right here. Let's get into it. Geechee Gotti versus Calico. Me and the homie was just talking about this a couple of days ago. We both said this was gonna be nasty. This was a fire battle. Classic. I can't. Nope. No calling it. Classic. Next. This is just classic. Replay value. I love my daughter, people. My daughter's amazing. But just this battle is classic. There's nothing more I could ask for this battle. This is one of those battles that I don't really care who wins. I know, of course, everybody's gonna be looking for a winner. All fans look for a winner. But for this battle, I just want replay value. I just want to see. I want to be able to watch this battle multiple times in my spare time. I want to be able to smoke a blunt and watch this shit over and over again. That's all I want for this shit right here. No cap. Geechee and Calico, man. That's this classic. Next battle. They decided. What was that one? Dang, I did. Is it already fade for my? Did I already? Let's see. Mook and Reed, John John and Surf, Geechee and Cal. There was one more. Just that quick, I forgot. I love you, sweetie, so much. You made me so proud to talk to you a lot. I can't see. She's gonna constantly antagonize me and take it off. I can't think of the farm. Dang, did I really just forget it? So this is, y'all know how I be. It's just not. This is common for me. I'm always forgetting something. I think I said all four battles. That was only four battles. Yeah, I think I said all four. And then there was, the finals, which we already went over that. So I guess the last thing to talk about is what the elephant in the room for battle rap fans. Why isn't Tay Rock an easy to block captain on the card? Easiest, like, why we ain't getting Easy versus Chess? Or Tay Rock versus anybody? I don't know. That's interesting. Nonetheless, you know, hey, tune in to the finals in 2 weeks for Ultimate Madness 4. Definitely tune in for that. And also tune in to in September. We finally, they bringing the crowd back. People are actually being able to buy tickets and go there live to see Summer Madness 11. I wish I can go, but I just, it's, like I said, it's been a whole thing. That's why I've been away for so long, because I've been going through some real shit. But I'm working again. I'm going to get back on my feet. And, you know, if I don't get to see Summer Madness, I know I'll be able to see one of the events in the future. With that being said, this is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully.